Today's share in the Dear Shur Mishnah Berurah Yomi program is Daf Pei Gimel Omud Aleph. We're in the fifth item of Mishnah Berurah, and we're in the middle of Simen Tof Ayin Gimel. And yesterday we had begun Sif Dalid, where we talked about the contents of the Seder plate. And we said that on the Seder plate, in those days they used to have the matzah as well underneath the Seder plate. They had the charoses, the karpas, the yerek, the salt water or the vinegar, according to some, two tavshilin, and that's where we left off yesterday. Echad zecher lePesach, the echad zecher lChagiga. So we have these two reminders over here of the Korban Pesach and the Korban Chagiga, and the Mechaber said v'nohagu b'basu b'beitza. The minhag was to have basar kineged the Korban Pesach and a beitza, an egg, kineged the Korban Chagiga. Why is this so? So the Mishnah Berurah explains in Siv Katan Chav Beis as follows. It says zecher lChagiga. This is a reminder of the Korban Chagiga. So the Korban Chagiga was brought that you should be able to eat the Korban Pesach al hasova. So when you ate the Korban Chagiga, you filled up on it, and then you left a little room, and then you can eat the Korban Pesach when you were ready, al hasova, satiated. However, the Mishnah Berurah says, v'imchol Erev Pesach b'Shabbos, if Erev Pesach was on Shabbos, so then you couldn't bring the Korban Chagiga on Erev Pesach, you're only allowed to bring Korbanos on Shabbos that are absolutely required for that day. And the Korban Chagiga was not required that day, could be brought in another day. So therefore, in this situation, Yesh Omer, there is an opinion, brought down in Siv Katan Chav Zayin in the Sharet Zion in the name of unnamed poskim, that hold the Ein Tzarich Li Kach Rak Tav Shel Echol Keneged Pesach. When this first Seder is on Saturday night, so then Erev Pesach is Shabbos, you're not allowed to go bring a carbon on Shabbos other than the absolutely time-required carbon that's dependent on being brought that day. Now, the carbon chagiga could be brought another day. Therefore, it can't be brought on Shabbos. So only the carbon Pesach can be brought on Shabbos. So therefore, when the Seder is on Saturday night, so then the Mishnah Berurah is explaining that maybe you only have to have the Zroa, you only have the Zecha for the Korban Pesach, and not the Beitza, which is the Zecha for the Korban Chagiga. Because the Chagiga ain't a boss, because on Shabbos, Erev Pesach, you didn't shech the Korban Chagiga, you weren't allowed to, She'ein Odocha Shabbos, because it doesn't push aside Shabbos, and therefore you should only have on the Seder plate a reminder, Kineged, a Zecher, for the Korban Pesach, and not for the Korban Chagiga. However, he then brings down the Yesh Omrim. There is another opinion that says, the Afa Pikin, even though Erev Pesach was on Shabbos, and you couldn't shech the Korban Chagiga, Tzarech Lasso Seis Tav Shilin, Kamo B'Shar Shonim, you still put on the Seder plate a Zecher for the Korban Pesach and a Zecher for the Korban Chagiga. V'lo plug Rabbonim B'Zeh, the rabbis didn't make a distinction between a regular year and a year where Erev Pesach comes out on Shabbos. Midein Elas Zecher Liyama, it's just a Zecher. You're not really bringing the Korban Chagiga. As the issue footnote number 46 brings down from the Shulchan Aruch Harav, in fact, Yesh Lizar Shalola Daktik B'Zeh Yosim Midai, V'lo Hachzir Es Hatav Shul Shul Zecher Lachagiga, you B'davka should not leave off the Beitza, that's the Zecher for the Korban Chagiga, because this way it looks like you're really making the Zroa as a Korban Pesach, and therefore that's not allowed. So therefore, Bedavka, we also still put the Beya, the egg, on the Seder plate, regardless of whether it's Shabbos, Erev Pesach, or not, and the Mishnah Berurah brings down, and this is brought down the name of the Bach, the Chein Noagin. This is, in fact, Halacha L'Maisa. Mishnah Berurah Siv Katan Chav Gimel says that the minhag was to have Basar Keneged the Zroa and the Beitza Keneged the Chagiga, and he says, in Siv Katan Chav Gimel, v'chol shekein iboy laso shnei mine basa. If you wanted to have two types of meat, that would certainly be good. As we see, one of the pieces of meat would be tzoli, echad tzoli, and one of the pieces of meat would be echad bevushal. It could be cooked, it doesn't have to be roasted, because this would be zech lepesach, the roasted one would be keneged the korban pesach, and the mevushal one would be neged the korban chagiga, because according to this opinion, the korban chagiga did not need to be roasted. The shaper dummy, this would perfectly be good as well. However, we specifically say you could have one as an egg, el the af bebeitza yotzim zeh. You could also use an egg to be fulfilling your zecha of the Korban Chagiga, but certainly you could use meat. The issue footnote number 37 brings down, there is a custom over here to have an egg at the Seder table to remind us of the Avelis of the loss of the Beis HaMikdash. Unfortunately, Bishvila was saying, Rabban, we don't have the Beis HaMikdash, we can't bring in the Korbanos. So the egg is specifically a reminder of the Korban Chagiga. Why not have it as a carbon reminder of the Korban Pesach? So Rav Azza Zatzal brings down, the Kovitz Mibeis Levi, the Korban Pesach, there's a famous sefer, he doesn't mention this over here, but there's a famous sefer from a Tzvi Hirsch Kalischer, Zatzal, who wrote an entire sefer saying why we could, bring the Korban Pesach today. And he said, if anybody agrees with me, then we should, but don't trust me on my own. And many disagreed with him. The whole sefer Binyan Tzion was written against that, and all the poskim said that Rashi Harsh Kalsha was not correct, and we don't bring a Korban Pesach nowadays. But at least, theoretically, technically, you could. And therefore, we don't have the egg as a reminder of the avelus of the Korban Pesach, because technically we could bring a Korban Pesach even without the Beis HaMikdash. But the Korban Chagiga, everybody agrees, certainly can't be brought unless you have a Beis HaMikdash, and therefore that's more of a sign of the Avelis for the Beis HaMikdash, and that's why the Korban Chagiga is Bedavka represented by the Neg and not the Korban Pesach. In any event, the Mishnah Berurah continues, and he writes, V'yesha kosu, the Masha Bachu Bebeya, why Bedavka do we take an egg? Klomar, we're also saying over here, a play on the word Beya is Boyi Rachmono Lemifrak Yotzada. We're begging HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Boyi, we're asking Hashem, imploring Hashem to go and free us from this exile. And that's why we Bedavka use an egg. Furthermore, V'yesha kosu, another reason, Mishum Da'osim, Anu Zechel Avelis Beis HaMikdash. As I already pointed out, here's what the Mishnah Berurah says, that the egg reminds us of our Avelis on the Beis HaMikdash. She'enon yicholim l'hakru Korban Pesach. We can no longer bring the Korban Pesach and the Korban Chagiga. Now we go to the Ramah. The Ramah says, Hagah, V'yisade ha'karu l'fonav b'inyin she'enon tzorach l'aval ha'mitzos. As we'll see, there are a number of different ways that one can set up the Seder plate at the Seder. So first we have the opinion of the Ramah, who says that you should set up the Seder plate so you don't have to pass over any of the items on the Seder plate to get to a one that's further away from you, in order that you shouldn't have to pass over one mitzvah to get to another mitzvah. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot Chavdali explains, wrote to Lomar, Shol Yitzarech L'Dalei Galeim. You don't want to ever pass over mitzvah. Eim Avirin Ala Mitzvos. So the Ramah continues and he says that the order of the Seder plate should be, the first thing you come to is the karpas, the hainu karpas ye lamala min hakol. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Chafei explains what does it mean, lamala pirush besomachlo. That should be the one closest to you. And then the chometz somachlo. The next thing should be the vinegar or the salt water that you're dipping the karpas into. That should be the next thing to you. And that should be close to yosim and a matzah, because the matzah would be the thing after that. The matzah should be closer to you min amora. The charoses, those are the next two things that are used, first the morah, and then the charoses that you're dipping the morah into. Then, the hemiyu yosikrovim, all of these should be closer to you, elav min abosav yabetza, then the zroa, that's representative, as we just said, of the Korban Pesach, and the beitza, that's representative of the Korban Chagiga. And this is brought down in the name of the Mariel. This is the first opinion that we have over here, this is the Ramah's opinion in the name of the Mariel. Now, Mishnah Berurah in Sivkot and Chavav tells us there are other opinions. V'yesha kosvu, and you can see in the Shaar HaTzion, this is the Chok Yaakov in Oslamid Beis, she'ein lahakbit al bosur beitza im itztarech l'dalig aleim. We don't concern ourselves that you may, quote, pass over the zroa for the bosur over here for the Zecher Korban Pesach and the beitza, the Zecher for the Korban Chagiga. Even if you pass over them, it's not a concern. Why not? Kivan she'en a mitzvah, el zecher b'yama. They're not really a mitzvah. They're a reminder, a zecher. Beautiful idea, but you're not passing over a mitzvah. The gam al amora v'charoses, and likewise, the mora and the charoses, efshu de lo shayach ein mavirin. There may also not be a concern of mavirin ala mitzvos with the mora and the charoses. And he says, ayin the achronim seder akarish al rizal. And he says, the achronim bring down a different order of the seder plate according to the arizal. The issue footnote number 38 explains, according to Shulchan Aruch Harav, why we don't have to be concerned over here about the Mor and the Charoses. He says, Ein HaCharoses El Zecha B'yama. The Charoses also is just a reminder over here, and therefore there's no din of Mavir and Al-Mitzos. And even the Mor, which you're dipping into the Charoses, it's not so chavid for a person. Vein lo din kedima lin yabrachos hanenin. And therefore it won't have any real precedence in the hierarchy as to which brach you should make first. And therefore, Ein Makbidim Yitzdarach Lavalov, and it's not a big deal if you have to pass over it. Now, the issue footnote number 39 explains the Seder plate according to the Arizal. And this is brought down by the Orach HaShulchan, who says, the Zroa Lemala Mitzad Yamin, at the upper part of the Seder plate, as you're looking at the Seder plate and it's facing right in front of you, the upper right-hand side, that should be where the Zroa is. The Beitza should be on the upper left-hand side. The Maror Lemata Mim Be'em, so the Maror should be in between them a little bit towards the middle. Lemata Mim, after the Maror, the next row, you have the charosis to the right and the karpas to the left, and the morer all the way at the bottom. The morer shel hakorech b'neim. The two types of morer, what we call the chazeres and the morer, and they're in those respective positions. Shulchan Aruch Harav says a little bit differently. He says yaniach as the charosis miyamin v'as hakarpas mismol. The charosis goes on the right and the karpas on the left. V'as hamorer shel korech lemata mihem kineged emsom. And the morer of the korech goes in between them a little bit closer to you. And it should be ultimate, like you have two segols, one on top of the other. Kavachaim writes, Shulafize in Laniach Esmeha Melech ala Kara. According to the arrangement of the Arizal, there is no place for the salt water to be on the Kara. You put it down anywhere. Kivishin Lahosif Miseder Kara in Lagro. You're not allowed to add or subtract from the order of the Seder plate according to the Arizal. However, the Ramah brings down that the Meha Melech, the salt water, can be on the Seder plate. It's not a problem. The Magen Avraham writes, after you've eaten the karpas, at that point in time, you're done with the mitzvah of karpas, and any karpas that's left on the Seder plate, as well as the salt water, can be removed from the Seder plate. However, the Ben Ish Chai disagrees. Tzorich lahashir sakara kitzura. So he says you have to leave the Seder plate the way it is until after matzah and maror are eaten. And the Kav HaChaim agrees with the Ben Ish Chai, then you can go and remove the Seder plate afterwards. However, he writes, the salt water you can take off earlier once you're done with the karpas, because that's not certainly part of the Seder plate. However, the great Sfaradi Posek, the Shelos HaTshuvos Or LeZion, disagrees. And he says, even though you ate from everything on the Seder plate, and you even ate the matzahs already, he says, Tzorich Lizar, you should be careful to leave the entire remainder of the Seder plate, all the contents of the Seder plate, until Leil, Sof Leil HaSeder, until the end of the Seder. Now we go back to the Mechaber. The Mechaber writes, V'abosar no'agu shi'ezroa. The bosar that we have in the Seder plate, the minhag is to have that as a zroa. The Mishnah explains Sivkon Chazayin. Why is it called zroa? Hashem zroa netuya. This is a reminder of the outstretched arm that HaKadosh Baruch Hu had, she'er HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'Mitzrayim. Misha ein lo zroa, if somebody doesn't have a zroa of an animal, yikach shar basar, you can take any meat, even af below etzim, even if it doesn't have a bone in it. That's the Prima Gardner's opinion. Then finally, it brings down kosu aposki in the buiner shia ma'at basar al zroa. The zroa shouldn't just be a bone, it should have some meat on it, because it should be zecha lebesar carbon pesach, a reminder of the carbon pesach. The issue foot number 40 brings down, even though it's a zecha for the carbon pesach, the Shulchan Aruch really previously told us you have to be very careful in Pesach. They don't say Bosu Zel Pesach because it looks like you're being Makdish. That really is a carbon Pesach. But B'diyevet, we already pointed out, Mishbur says, in Lesoras HaBosu B'Achilu, you would still be allowed to eat this. And in fact, if you've cooked this on Pesach, so then you have to eat it on the first day of Pesach. You can't eat it at the Seder because our minhag is not to eat roast, but then you should have it the next day for lunch. And the Mishbur brings down, as well, mitam ze gam lo yum lechaveru tzoli li baser ze lePesach. You don't tell somebody roast me this for the Pesach. Chaber continues and he writes, v'nogusha baser yetzoli. The minog is to roast this zroa, to roast the meat over here. Al gecholim on coals. V'abeitzot yemu v'shelas. And we just cook the egg. We make it a hard boiled egg, but we don't necessarily roast the egg. However, there are more adds. V'uadin tsluya. The minog is to also roast the egg after you hard boiled it. V'chein nohagin b'reinu. And he says this is in fact our minog. The Mishnah explains the Sivkot and Chavches that you should roast the meat v'lo mevushel and not cook it, because the Korban Pesach had to be roasted and not cooked. And this is Zechel of Korban Pesach. Sivkot and Chavches, the Mishnah says, you roast it on coals. Aye, that's not the way they did the Korban Pesach. The Korban Pesach was like a rotisserie. They stuck a spit into the Korban Pesach and roasted it over the fire. They didn't put it directly on coals. Nevertheless, since the Korban Pesach had to specifically be made with a wooden spit that was made from a pomegranate tree, which was difficult to get, they specifically wanted to use that, because if you used a metal spit, so then you would have a problem that it's heating up from the spit and not that's being cooked and not being roasted from the fire. So therefore, they used specifically this wood of the rimon tree that wouldn't get hot, and therefore it wouldn't go and cook the Korban Pesach. And since if we really wanted to do a zech to that, we'd have to find a pomegranate wood, which is difficult to find. Therefore, levicha dailonu b'tzoli agabi chalom. So it's enough for us to go and roast it on coals. Shiyotze mikra din gam b'Korban Pesach. Because technically, even if you didn't have the rimon wood and you were tzolit on the coals, that would also be acceptable. It's worth that name in the Magen Avraham. However, Sivkot Lamed, the Mishnah Berurah says that the beitza could be cooked. She zech lechagiga, zech for the korban chagiga. According to this opinion, eina tzricha tzoli, it doesn't have to be roasted. Now, the Sharat Zion and Os Lamed Dalet tells us that this is in fact like the opinion of the Chachamim, who argue in the Gemara in Pesachim on Daf Ayin with the opinion of Ben Tema. And this is the way the Rambam paskens, and that's why the Ramah over here, passing like the Rambam, that you could, in fact, be mevashel, you could cook the beitza. Now, there are other opinions that disagree with that, specifically Ben Tema. And that's why the Mishnah Berurah continues, and he says, Sivkot Lamed Aleph, v'hu adin etzluya. that, in fact, our minhag today is to go and roast it. Shachagiga boa bein tzali bein mevushal, because you could certainly bring it roasted according to everybody. The question is, do you have to roast it? And Sifkot Lamed Beis, the Ramah Paskin, v'chei noagin b'ireinu, and the Mishnah Berurah says over here, litzlos ha-beisa v'davka, we are tzol of the beisa, and he brings down in the Shaar HaTzion, Ros Lamed Vav, because why go against the opinion of Ben Tema? Choshin l'shit has a poskin, the sarvika ben Tema. Tosus holds like this, and others as well, and therefore you bedavka have to have the chagiga roasted, just like the Korban Pesach. So here, why not roast the egg as a reminder of that opinion? Because even if you hold it doesn't have to be roasted, you are allowed to roast it. And therefore, that's why we do roasting of the egg. However, the Mishnah Berurah then continues and he says, V'also lechol azor b'layla, the zroa you can't eat at night, because the ain't ochlin soli b'layla, because our minhag is not to go and eat roast at night. The issue footnote number 41 reminds us, this is the chashash, like saying, basar pesachu, the people could mistakenly think that this is your carbon pesach if it was roasted. And even though the minhag is to take the zroa from an oaf, which can't be the carbon pesach, and therefore, theoretically, you should have been able to go and eat the oaf, the zroa, at the Seder, nevertheless, since it's very easy to make a mistake between one type of roast and another type of roast, and therefore, if you allow this roast, people will think you would allow another roast, and they're going to have roast, kvasim, and ezim, which could be a problem eating it on the night of Pesach. But the Mishnah Berurah continues, and he says, alav beitza, avshi tzluya mutra. But the egg, one, in fact, should, especially if he roasted it on night of Pesach, he should, in fact, eat it at the night at the Seder. And in fact, the issue footnote number 42 brings down, there is a mitzvah to go and eat the roasted egg, zechel karmen chagiga, at the Seder itself. She'nisur tzoli bebeitza, and there is no concern over here about eating a roasted egg. Dirshu foot number 43 brings down, the reason why that's not a concern is because nobody's going to mistake an egg for meat, and therefore there's no potential that, oh, if we allow you to roast an egg, we're going to allow you to roast meat. The Mishnah Berurah continues, he says, Uvizeh also litzol sazroa b'layla, therefore, you can't go and roast the zroa at night, because you're not allowed to eat it, elo b'yojo. And therefore, unless you're going to eat it the next day, you're not allowed to roast it at night. You have to roast it before Pesach starts. But if you're going to eat it the next day, then you could roast it even at night. And therefore, if a person forgot to roast it during the day and he roasted it at night, you should make sure he eats it for the lunch meal on Pesach morning, early afternoon. That's the psak. If he wants to save the egg until the second night, then don't go roast it at night, because you're preparing on Yom Tov Rishon for Yom Tov Sheni, which you're not allowed to do. So if you want to keep the same roasted egg for both nights of the Seder, you must roast it before the start of Yom Tov. Then, it's a very terrible thing that some people throw away the Zroa. This is a terrible bizarre for the mitzvah. And in fact, go, and even if you're using the same one on the second day, because you roasted it before Pesach, put it into the cholent, put it into whatever you're eating over here, the Pesach Dikha cholent, or the stew, or whatever you're having, and eat it on Yontif, or Ochlin, or so, and that's the proper way to do this. The issue foot number 44 says, I, by a sukkah, a lulav, and a shofar, after the mitzvah is done, you're also supposed to treat them in a dignified manner, and you shouldn't just toss them in the garbage, you should take care of them and get rid of them in a dignified way. Not in a bizarre type of a way. Let's start Sifhei. The Mechaber tells us, the following are the vegetables for which a person can fulfill the mitzvah of Marah. The Mishnah Berurah says, in Sifkot Lamed Gimel, Rotsu Lomar, Yedei Mitzvah Marah. This is fulfillment of the mitzvah of Marah, not the mitzvah of Karpas. In order that you fulfill the commandment to have Matzah and Marah together, that's the mitzvah Daraisa with the Korban Pesach. Unfortunately, today we don't have the Pesach. Mitzvah Marah ain't well the Rabbanon. While Matzah is still Daraisa, Marah is only the Rabbanon. And just like you can't fulfill the mitzvah with matzah gazula, as we learned already, kanal is simin tof na medalid, kach ein yotzin b'morah gazul, you're not allowed to take stolen morah as well. And therefore, akin yesh lizor shlo yako yisro ba'atzma morah mikaka shalach. We don't uproot the morah yourself from your neighbor, the guy's house, afshu nosin lo shos, even though he's giving you permission, because the stam akum goes li arosin, you know, because you have to be concerned that maybe that land isn't really his. Stam, that was the case often. V'akaka Ein Shayach Yeish. And by Kaka, there's no din of you gave up hope of ever getting it back, so the original owner still wants it back, and therefore it's not your Mara, and you're not Yotzi with Mara that is stolen. As we'll learn, in Sif Aleph in the Ha'agah, in the Ram over there. So what should you do? Eliyakra Akam Yatsu. Let the Akam go and uproot it, and then Vishayachos Alzeh Shem Yeush. Then the original owner certainly has given up hope of getting that. And then Machakach Yiknei So Amen. Then go buy it from him. Tavi Yadezeh Yeush Vishinu Rishus. In this way, the original owner will give it up hope, and it's had a Shinui as well, and therefore you now can take halachic possession of it and be Yotzei the Mitzvah. We just began this sip, but we're already at the end of the shir, so therefore we'll pick up here tomorrow. With this, we conclude today's shir.